Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bernstein and Harris Show.
Ben Schwartz, our new friend.
I am blown away that this is happening. That was such a great question.
Middays 10 till 2.
Only a Chicago sports radio show. I'm so thrilled. Well, that was a very knowledgeable.
We're a well-rounded crew around here.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The next item I want to make sure we're clear about is Ryan Poles is the general manager of the Chicago Bears, and he will remain the general manager of the Chicago Bears. Ryan is young, he's talented, he's bright, he's hardworking. He has done everything in his power on a daily basis to bring a winner to Chicago. And I'm confident in Ryan. My faith remains strong in Ryan. And as leader of our football operations department and as our general manager, Ryan will serve as the point person on our coach for our upcoming search for a permanent head football coach.
And then he patted him on his cute little head and he gave him a lollipop. Cherry, his favorite flavor. Come on, man.
Kevin Warren is still navigating his way through his job. And as is typical with the Bears, they hand out jobs and then those jobs change. And you try to figure out who does what and when. And more importantly, when it comes to the history of the Bears, who hired who as what, empowered to do what and when and why. Dan Bernstein here with Anthony Herron on the Bernstein and Harris Show. So where do you want to start here, Anthony? We can start with Carmen Vitale from Fox Sports NFL talking about Poles and his view of his own job, or what Brad Biggs had to say this morning.
I think starting with Carmen would be good.
Okay.
And then we can feed into the Biggsy audio.
All right, let's listen in. This was Carmen Vitale yesterday with Layla Rahimi and me saying that he may be rethinking what he got himself into here.
Another kind of dynamic to add to that is, does Ryan Poles still want this job as much as he did initially before he had someone above him before ownership? I mean, Ryan Poles was hired before Kevin Warren and didn't have anybody to answer to other than ownership. And is that really what he signed up for, was to kind of have this checks and balances, or have his every decision that he makes questioned, evaluated, all that? Now, you can argue that that might be a good thing, but when you're hired for one role with one expectation, how does that change? How does your motivation change? How does your process change? How does all of that change when now you have to answer to somebody else? And what is that relationship really like? That's kind of my question in all of this. Is not only do you need to decide if you're the Bears, like you said, is he going to be here? Is he not? I think a lot of that is leftover kind of PTSD from, all right, that was the decision that needed to have been made with Matt Eberflus before this season, because I was very vocal about saying, all right, if you keep him on this offseason, then that means you're signing up for Matt Eberflus for at least two more years, because you can't keep doing this. And lo and behold, they're still doing this. So I do think that that's a huge question mark. But I think at the other side of it is, does Ryan Poles still have, you know, the same lust for this job, or does he have the same motivation for this job, knowing that the process has completely upended? And I do think that there's a lot. Kevin Warren is responsible for a lot. And that was, again, my concern too this offseason when he was hired before this offseason, was being over business side and being over football is not a common thing in the NFL for a team president to do, to have, be that hands-on on both sides of the team. And that's a lot for anyone to take on, especially when the Bears are trying to build a stadium and have all of this kind of, that's not, there's so much going on the business side. And now there's so much going on the football side. I just don't know how you spread yourself that thin. This job, and for that reason, this job, I don't know how attractive it is. And from what I've heard around talking to other coaches and talking to coaches that have interviewed with the Bears before, they recognize there's a lot of dysfunction here. And for guys that know better, that aren't necessarily enamored with being one of 32 or have already done it, is that worth it to them? Because at that point, I think coaches learn to kind of interview the organizations as much as these organizations interview them. And that's what's kind of concerning. Now, can you get a guy like Pete Carroll who wants to come out of retirement? Maybe. Same with Mike Vrabel? Maybe. If you want a guy like Ben Johnson, you're going to have to pony up for that and basically make him an offer he can't refuse.
So that's the question, that even if they were to say, hey, Ryan, we're going to make sure that you and our new coach are aligned, maybe the new coach doesn't want to be aligned with him, regardless of the length of his contract. And Ryan Poles doesn't have the same job he had before Kevin Warren was hired.
I guess, but I'm not under the impression that Ryan Poles took this job thinking he wouldn't have a boss. So, you know, how has the working relationship with Kevin Warren gone over, you know, what's been, what now, a year and a half or something like that, that they've been working together? Then could that be something that feels like a bit of a deterrent to, you know, his desire to stay in his role? I suppose, but I don't think when he was hired by the Bears, Ryan Poles was under the impression that they weren't going to replace Ted Phillips, that it was just going to be him reporting directly to the McCaskey.
That's what they said, though. They said that under the new structure, Ryan Poles would report directly to ownership. And that's changed.
But not that there wouldn't be another senior executive hired.
Correct, but not necessarily one above him for football. And now it seems that Kevin Warren is making it clear that he's going to have a say in football decisions.
Okay. I mean, I think that some of it might be semantics or minutia. My impression is, like, Ryan Poles is the top football guy, and he also has an ownership structure to answer to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Kevin Warren is essentially the owner representative in this case. So the day-in, day-out communication with Ryan Poles, Ryan's going to talk to Kevin about it. Kevin, hey, I don't think that's such a great idea. Well, yeah, maybe try it this way instead. And then George and Virginia and whoever else is going to hear directly from Kevin Warren on this. That's my impression of the structure.
See, obviously, I think on paper, yes. On paper, I think that's absolutely right. Mm. But I think it comes down to, and I agree with you, he didn't take this job thinking that he had, you know, unfettered power. Of course he's got a boss. There's an owner. The owner's always the boss. But it's how many bosses? How many meetings? If I do this, if it's approved by George, does it have to be approved by Kevin now? Does George say, well, what does Kevin think? Mm-hmm. Because that it's in that nebulousness where things get bearsed.
And, you know, I certainly don't know. My impression is Kevin Warren didn't get to tell Ryan Poles, well, you shouldn't hire this coach because I don't like the way that he runs the outside zone scheme. You know, there may be a question about how much continuity is there with the current personnel that we know is going to be here next season with what that coach will do schematically, and just get an explanation of that from a knowledge-based perspective. But I don't think Kevin Warren is going to try to out-football Ryan Poles. But just talking through the structure and whether or not the actual procedures in place make sense and what type of personnel needs to be involved in this, that's to me what makes sense. What I don't necessarily get is, for one, why the contracts need to be in alignment. And also, if the Bears do go down that road and say, all right, let's align the contracts, and that requires some sort of an extension for Poles, I don't feel like the history of the Bears has shown us that that's been a big factor in somebody keeping their job longer than they're supposed to. Like, I feel like they've been willing to fire people.
I want to make sure we have time for both of these chunks of sound. So let's try to squeeze these in and react as needed. So first, let's catch everybody up on what Brad Biggs of the Trib said regarding an update on a possible extension for Ryan Poles? This is with Gabe and Ruthie this morning.
No, I haven't heard anything new on that, but if you're going to keep Ryan Poles, you're probably going to give him an extension. You're not going to have him on some short-term deal. You're going to look to have him aligned on the same timeline or very close to that of your new coach. It just makes sense, and there could be people throwing their arms up in the air right now, but if they keep him, I would expect him to have a new deal. Yeah, like that. That's just how it goes.
You think the extension happens before the head coaching hire, so that way they can put that on the table that there will be some continuity?
I mean, that's possible. That's certainly possible. They talk about it with the new head coaching hires, like. Yeah, this is going to be the guy, and you know, we're focused on our coaching search now, and we're going to get to him. That's a good question of the timing of it, but it only makes sense if you're going to keep him to have a new contract.
It's a great follow-up by Gabe there.
Yeah.
Great follow-up on the when, because the when has been half the problem as much as the who. Not the band, the who. Because there's only two of them left. Because
is that it?
Yeah, right. Just Daltrey and Townsend.
All right.
Unless you count like the other people who've been through the collective, like
there's some ancillary who's.
Yeah, Kenny Jones and Pino Palladino and their keyboardist John Rabbit Bundrick. I don't know how deep you go on members of the band, but yes, John Entwistle is very dead. Keith Moon very dead. He's like
super dead.
He's super dead. Yeah, he's okay. he's like right. Double dead. Although Entwistle went out better though. He
All right, that's good.
He went out in the hotel room full of hookers and drugs. So that's all right. He had the rock star death. The old ox.
That's the way you want to go out.
Called that man the ox.
We'll take that note.
That's been the problem. So think about this now. Let's go back.
Okay.
This is something that Ray found a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago. This is the Excellent Leadership podcast from back in September. And this is Ryan Poles, and he's being interviewed by, what is it, Chad and Schmad? Who's the other guy? Chad and Andy?
Quisp and Wisp.
Quisp and Quake. No, who's it? No, it was Chad and Mark. Chad and Mark. That's who it was. They were the bros that hired Kevin Warren for the Bears. And this is what he said. This is what Ryan Poles said about his relationship with Warren.
And that's been really big for us as an organization to pull football and business together. A lot of times it's two different
very
entities.
Disjointed. Yeah.
And we're heading in a really cool position here where everyone's linked together. We have priorities, we have values. You can feel it in the building, and it doesn't feel separate anymore where it's the two different groups and we work differently, like work together.
How has it been with Kevin coming in the building? And I think originally you were reporting directly into George, and now you're kind of on part of Kevin's leadership team.
Yep.
How has his presence, his vision, his experience impacted what you're doing on this side of the house? How do you guys work together? Because not actually a lot of NFL teams and professional teams in general don't have that org chart.
Yeah.
It's a little bit unique for this place.
I'll say I'm so blessed to have him here because it's not just my boss, but it's a mentor. I am very comfortable with telling him, hey, I don't know what to do here. I need some help. I need resources. Who can I go to gain some more knowledge? And his Rolodex is unbelievable. There's five names that are coming your way to call. A lot of the times it has to do with like innovation, like trying to get AI going, like where do we need to go, take performance to a different level. Here are more contacts to reach out to. So that's been huge. And we get together once a week, but we're bumping into each other every day and just giving him updates of what's going on. He gives me updates on the business, sitting in the business meetings and getting updates from that executive group has been incredible. Again, it allows us to link together and how we can help each other. You know, if we're bringing in partners, you know, let's create a program where they can come in and, you know, I can sit down with them or one of my staff members and go through a couple of players and the evaluation, just kind of get a peek behind the curtain.
Really, even potential sponsors.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So
I've never heard of
that's where that relationship can take organization to a totally different level. So I'm here for him, and he absolutely has been there for me. And he wants to do whatever he can to put our football team in the best position possible. And he's done that so many ways. I mean, down to new technology. Our new punter and our kicker, Cairo, asked for a TrackMan, you know, the golf TrackMan.
Yeah.
There's a TrackMan for kickers now. Oh, so, cool. You know, it wasn't in the budget. It's a pop-up deal. I get it. But, like, this is going to help give them instant feedback so they can be better. And, you know, we talked through it, and he allowed us to get that done. So that partnership has been incredible. And it's deeper than just work, too. You know, we do a date night with our wives together probably once every 2 months when we can make it work. So that bond's strong. And it's been a game changer for me.
Hey, Kevin, fancy seeing you here. They just bump into each other around the office. Hey! What are you doing here?
What's up? Using the finger guns. Big guy!
What's happening, man?
And then Kevin walks over and hands him a Werther's Original that he pulls out of his pocket. Here's a little candy, young man. You're doing an excellent job. Kevin!
Hey!
Did your skin crawl when the Chads were like, oh, yeah, potential sponsors, too. Hey, yeah, football side. I didn't even think about that. Oh, wow. Hey, that's synergy. We call that the corporate world.
Is that what that is?
That's synergy. It's got, like, oozing, like, McKinsey consultancy vibes there. Hey, you know, if we can merge those departments, we could fire half of the people here, really cut down on our expenses. Anybody think of that?
Cut down on our overhead. Ooh, nobody wants overhead.
That's just so oily.
The dreaded overhead.
It's so oily. I don't even think of that. Hey, I didn't think I'd really bear the football side with the sponsorship opportunity. That's pretty good stuff there. This is the Excellent Leadership Podcast. We're going to upgrade you to the Awesome Leadership Podcast next. God. Let's keep talking about this, because I had something else I want to do here, but now I don't, because I think we should discuss this further, because I find it really interesting, this concept of fire or extend. Mm-hmm. What Big said, if they keep him, they're going to have to keep him longer.
It confuses me.
All right, well, let's sort that out next.
Yeah.